Gold Coast's 92.5 Triple M Gold.
With another Flan, Ally and Spider podcast.
Hey, just so we can get to the unique bit of audio that's part of this podcast from you guys, I'm going to run through what the podcast will include. Poll of the week with you, Flan, Joe Patterson, summing up all the big news of the week. It's going to be big.
It's been nuts.
Ally, you went to a yoga class. Namaste to you. Ran into an old, not flame, but an old friend, right? No, you never dated him.
Definitely not an old flame. He was my coach, my former touch footy coach, and he's actually a legendary teacher here on the Gold Coast for the last 45 years.
Yeah, nice work. What you did at his house was, wow. That coming up. Spider, hire a spider. Been a big week for you. We get to that. And thanks. Supernova on the weekend, Antonio Sabato Jr. Yeah, he is part of this podcast and he was in Melrose Place alongside Heather Locklear.
He was terribly handsome, Al.
Yeah, okay. What's what else?
Who's the most handsome bloke you know?
Oh, that's a good question.
Well, I know that you're angling this towards yourself. So
which
I'm going to say
has
George
the best
Clooney.
Men?
Well,
I think George Clooney.
What?
I think would be the most traditionally handsome man in the world.
Oh, he does
what do you think?
Not do it
no,
for
but,
me.
Okay, who does?
Yeah, no, but I understand the appeal. He's dark. He's, you know, your typical dark, handsome.
Yep.
And look, I'm not saying he's unattractive, but he's like mid-range for me.
Because if you're saying that, you're saying that about Spider because he thinks he looks
like
George.
That's okay. I understand that.
Well,
I can't be in everybody's
top
five.
Well, I don't think Spider looks like George Clooney at all.
No.
But then do I think Spider's less, you know, worse looking than George or better? That's for me to know.
And you to find out. I think you look like George C. Looney myself.
So you reckon George?
Oh, I reckon George. I think if there was a vote taken, he'd probably go real close to winning. That traditional tall, dark,
where
and
would you put
thing.
Your vote? Like, if you, but would you put it between George and do you reckon Nadal?
I'd go with Brad Pitt.
Oh, okay, you? Brad Pitt.
Yeah. Oh, that's pretty obvious.
Yeah. World's best looking men. I've just Googled it.
Okay.
Oh, this is great. So the first one that comes up
Peter
is David Beckham.
No, that's your choice.
David Beckham.
You did well. You won.
I do love Bex.
Okay.
And I know that he's not like the hugest unit in town,
no,
but I don't need that.
I fell more for Bex after his movie.
Yeah, I love David Beckham. I really do.
Okay.
I mean, Chris Hemsworth, a lot of people would say Chris Hemsworth.
I don't see it.
Can I throw one into the mix? Denzel.
Denzel, you love Denzel.
You do. Would you turn for Denzel?
Yeah, you've got a massive crush on
Denzel. And I've got an utmost respect for Denzel.
Would you slip into his DMs?
Look, if it was a chance for him to answer a DM from me, I would.
Yeah, absolutely. Well said, Al. And you shouldn't be ashamed of your innermost feelings.
No.
Who else?
I mean, a lot of people love Bradley Cooper. These are some of the other ones that come up. Our very own Hugh Jackman. Ryan Gosling.
Do you think Hugh Jackman's a handsome man or is he just a good-looking man?
I think Hugh Jackman's...
there's a difference, isn't there?
I think Hugh Jackman's handsome.
Okay. Is he sexy?
I think it's a... Okay, here's a question for you. No, I wouldn't say... Not sexy to me,
but... Does Ryan Gosling go down when he's now Ken?
Wowzers.
Wowee.
I was about to just say scream yes.
I'm glad you finished that sentence.
Hang on now. Ask it again because my mind went in a total...
Actually,
wasn't
please
Ken?
Don't.
Wasn't he Ken?
Yeah, he was.
In Barbie?
Oh, yeah, he was Ken in Barbie, but his best work was in The Notebook. That's when I loved Ryan Gosling in that.
Oh,
like,
he's very good in The Grey Man, the thriller.
Oh, I haven't
super
seen that.
Good in Crazy Stupid Love.
Yeah, that's a great movie.
I think he's actually the best actor in the world right now. He's the biggest, most popular actor in the world.
Yeah. All right, here's a question for you all. As a woman, let's say, for example, I'm dating. We're dating, okay?
Yeah.
I know it's hard to imagine, but anyway. Would you rather a woman call you handsome, hot stuff, you know, sexy, spunk, hunk. What word? What do you think's the most?
Hunk is.
Hunk? You like hunk?
No, no. Hunk is a bit of in brackets. It means you need to work on yourself a bit.
Oh, okay.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Really?
Don't you think? I think a bit hunky's like, you know.
Carrying a little extra. Yeah.
No, but it might be
extra
that's
in the
chunk.
Right spots.
That's chunky. That's different.
Yeah.
That's
I reckon hunky's talking about your trunk.
I like.
What is that?
Let's make this division now between hunk,
come on,
trunk, and
what
spunk.
Is handsome? Would you like someone to call you handsome? Hey, handsome.
That'd be nice. Yeah, it's never happened. So that'd be good. I'd rack that one
what
up.
What would you prefer, Flan? Hot stuff, spunk, sexy.
Wow.
Handsome, come on.
Sex god.
Yeah. Okay.
I think
I'm running with.
You
what
asked
are you running
me,
with?
So I'm just answering my favourite answer.
Sex god. I love that. Flan is the sex god. Spider.
No, I love the word spunk.
Do you?
Spunk. I love that. All right.
Went with the spunk.
Can
sex
it have
god.
No.
Spider spunk.
Spunk.
Absolute
slipping right, me spunk. DMs, you spunk.
Al Dobie, come on. I reckon you'd like what would you handsome.
Yeah, he would go for Trent. Yeah.
No, no.
What do you like?
What would you like?
Chunk.
Hunk.
Would you like burly? Would you like Nicole?
What about this? What about this? Big boy.
Oh!
I call everyone big boy.
I call
but
him Big Al.
I've asked you to stop calling me that.
Because it's wildly inaccurate.
That's what his wife Tracy calls him. What stop would you lying. Like? What
oh,
do you
I
like?
I think sexy's nice.
Ooh. Oh, Flan Sissy.
What word did you choose, Spider?
He chose spunk.
One? Spunk, that's right.
Yes.
I went with and sex god and you went with what?
Sexy.
So oh, we could run the Triple S breakfast show.
Yes.
Spunk, sex
sexy
god
and
sexy. Tomorrow on the podcast.
Tomorrow on the podcast we've about, got spunk, sexy
no, no,
and
you
sex
know what we're
going
to do? We need to discuss what cartoon characters you find sexy.
Yes.
Oh, no, that's a bit.
No, no, cartoon's fine. I mean, if he said what animals you find sexy.
Okay, well, let's turn around to
Wombat.
You then.
Oh, all right.
What would, oh, you weren't
what,
asking.
Yeah, right. No, no. For a guy, what would you like a guy to call, as a woman, call you?
All right, I'll try and think of a few things that guys have called me.
Yeah.
No, I'm joking.
I mean,
I had one guy call me.
We all
did
that.
Yeah. Oh, well, you guys call you babe, baby.
But a woman
dull,
like
Big Guy, doodle.
Beautiful. I mean, this is what.
Yeah, beautiful. I think beautiful's really nice.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. Yep. I like gorgeous. I mean, I've had, what about stunner? Stunner's nice. Oh,
yes. That'd be
that's
good.
Nice.
That'd be a miracle for me. Mm.
Yep. Can we talk about the ones you don't want to be called?
Yeah, yes. Let's do that. Yeah, yeah.
That'd be a different
what
podcast.
What about this? Sweet cheeks.
Sweet cheeks.
Oh, no. No, sweet cheeks would be a bit rough. And, no, and pumpkin too.
Pumpkin would be a bit
rough. Yeah, definitely never pumpkin.
Toots is no good. Don't do that.
Oh, I think Toots is quite funny.
Toots can have its moments, I reckon. Yeah, it can mime it up, Toots. Especially if you employ it, you know, against someone who's being a bit haughty. He someone's crossed the line. You go, hang on, Toots. And you just see them go that deep red. You know what I mean?
If you were to call Lisa your wife.
Yeah.
Well, how'd that go?
Well, when I woke up, I reckon I'd be pretty.
All right, here we go. Here it is, the Flan Alley and Spider podcast.
Dump the waste, not your wallet. Boshbins.com.au or call 1-800-GO-BOSH.
You're going to bring back
Hire a Spider. Hire a Spider.
Well, Hire a Spider, I was out and about yesterday and I want to give this guy a big shout out. He's joining us right now from Jetstream High Pressure Water Blasting. Timmy, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you? How are you, Spider?
Good. Now, Timmy, you helped us out yesterday. There was one driveway we had to clean for Lisa in the back path and make sure it gave it a good water blast.
Slippery?
Yeah, slippery. But when we turned up there, Timmy, it was a double driveway next door neighbour. Oh. And you couldn't just do half, could we, Tim?
Oh, look, it would have looked a bit silly for everyone. So it was a bit of give it to everyone on the on a Thursday morning. So the next door neighbour got a special clean as well.
How awesome was the neighbour home?
She well, as I was setting up, she sort of walked in with her little dog. So I sort of offered the services while I was there and sort of just as much for Lisa as well because I didn't want the thing to look sort of black and white side by side. And Spider jumped straight on board as soon as I told him. So he was all for it.
Oh, how lovely. What did the lady say? She must have been so surprised.
She was. She's like, what's going on out here? And I was like, we're sort of doing a segment sort of thing. So I was like, keep an eye out because you might get a free driveway clean for today as well. So.
And a clean dog too if she's not careful.
Timmy from Jet Pressure Cleaning, thank you very much for really putting up your hand and being a part of Hire a Spider.
Absolutely.
No worries, guys. And anything else comes up, you need high pressure cleaning. I'll be happy to donate some more time.
Jetstream pressure cleaning, mate. You're going to heaven and not today. Thank you very much for chipping in.
Absolutely. And how did – come on, give Spider a rating out of 10 for his work on the gurney.
Do you know how good he was, actually? You know the extra driveway we did?
Yeah.
She came out and offered us a carton of beer and Spider turned it down because he was oblivious of his own heart.
Yeah, but unbeknownst to you, Timmy, you're sitting here with the carton in the studio this morning. He turned around and went back and got it.
Yeah, wow. Hook, line and sinker, Tim.
Yeah. I don't share anything. Thanks, Timmy.
All right, guys. See ya.
Call the show anytime, 1-300-925-666, Rob in Eleonora.
Oh, g'day, how are we? I'd like to bring something up with Spider and cast his memory back to the 30th of April 1994 at the Tunnel Nightclub in Melbourne.
Hang behind on, hang on. The red velvet, right? Yeah.
He's just opening his diary to that page.
Yeah, what about that day?
Well, look, it was a bye round for the Saints, and I was out with a few mates and got engaged in a in a conversation with Spider.
Oh, yeah.
But it was, yes, it was travelling along nicely, and it ended up we had a bet, basically. I said, look, the Pies have got the Saints in a couple of weeks, and I reckon we'll get you.
Mm-hmm.
Spider said, no chance. I said, do you want to have a beer on it? He said, no dramas, we'll have a beer on that. 2 weeks later, of course, Collingwood played St Kilda and the Saints got done by 49 points.
So are you ringing a cash in on your beer?
Well, look, Spider didn't play that game, and then I was looking forward to the following week and the week after that, but we didn't see him back at the tunnel. So, yeah, needless to say, I didn't get my beer. And then for many years after, I followed him to events, to sportsmen's nights, to charity events.
Stalked him, basically. Ooh.
Basically, and yeah, no beer. And I finally basically cornered him in the Rundle Mall on the weekend and took it up with him.
He was in Adelaide. I was in Adelaide.
Wow.
And Rob come up and he goes, you owe me a beer.
Rob, about 2 years ago we did a thing called Spider Says Sorry, and he apologised to everyone he had ever wronged. You weren't one of those people. And I don't feel like this is hire a spider unless you want him as a barman.
Well, no, hang on.
Come on, how are you going
to
do this?
I'm trying to think about this.
Hello.
What have you got on today, Rob?
What? Physically, I got a pair of green shorts. And
No.
On your calendar.
Yeah, and I'll quickly, we'll edit this up because this will be played on Friday.
Yep. Yeah.
So, like natural, what have you, like on your calendar for today?
Nothing, mate, it's all free.
Well, you know what? As a team, we're going to bolt a brewery today. Do you want to come along with us?
Why you not? Have to pay for this beer.
You can't give him free
you
beer.
You are a... Oh,
no, hang on. Again, no, I'm being the middleman. No, we're going to Bolter Brewery. They're launching a new beer. I'm going to give Rob and Eleonora the opportunity to come along and taste the new beer before anyone else.
Yep.
Mm. Mate, it sounds magnificent because I've done a little bit of calculation and based on 30 years of CPI inflation, Spider owes me 6.4 pots of beer.
There you go.
See you this afternoon, 1:30, 2 o'clock, the brewery tour.
Done. Magnificent. Look forward to it.
Ira Spider with Flan Alley and Spider Triple M Gold Breakfast. Dump the waste, not your wallet. Boshbins.com.au or call 1-800-GO-BOSH.
On Listener, this is the Flan Alley and Spider podcast.
Look, I'm attempting to continue my road to fitness, okay, and obviously, you know, being quite unfit and getting back into it, I'm very tight at the moment. So I went along to yin yoga last night.
Does that mean anything particularly?
Thank you. Well,
is that the right, or maybe is it?
Yes. Oh, even better.
Is that a ship?
Amazing.
Yeah.
Yes.
All aboard.
Yep. So there I was last night at yin yoga.
Yeah.
And I'd put my mat down and I went to get some of the blocks out of the thing. And as I was walking back, here is a very old and dear friend of mine, not old as in his age is not old, but anyway, I've known him a very long time.
Right.
His name, old.
Yeah.
His name is Greg Norman, not the golfer.
No.
Yeah.
But Greg is actually, he's been a teacher here on the Gold Coast.
And
he was
doing yoga.
Yeah, for 45 years. Greg's been at PE, TSS 45 years. He's a gun. And back in the day, my very good friend Skinny and I, we used to drive down from Brisbane and we played touch footy in a club called Tigers.
Okay.
And Greg was our coach and his wife, Kerry, she's also a stalwart.
Is he anything like Greg Norman?
Does he go walking on the beach?
He goes. He was a lifeguard, actually, back in the day. He's obviously done
so good, Nick.
He is ripped as anything.
You should see him, yeah. He's like a statue.
Very, I was going to say very good-looking human. That sounded a bit creepy. Mm. But in very good shape.
Yeah.
You know, Greg's probably, I think he would be, I don't want to guess his age, but he'd be late 50s, if not early 60s.
Yep.
You know, well, obviously he's been teaching at TSS for 45 years. Mm.
Gee.
Let's say he's around that age. So here he was. I was like, oh, how are you going? You know, he used to be our coach, had a big hug. Anyway, I was doing yoga. And I remembered a story from back in the day that I just thought, I've got to share this with you boys. It's so embarrassing to me, but
awesome.
I knew you would.
Yeah, we'll celebrate it.
So here we were. We used to occasionally go back to Greg and Kerry's place after tournaments and have a swim, get ready to go out, whatever. Anyway, this one day, most of the team were back there and we're having a sunbake around their pool. They live on the canals here on the Gold Coast. And so no one was home. Greg and Kerry weren't home. It was just us girls. We were like early 20s, yeah, whatever. Okay. And there we were, all sunbaking, topless. You know, who cares?
Okay. This is the best story you've ever told.
As you did back in the day. Now, also, as you know, back then, so I was about 57 kgs, very lean.
Yep.
And I will say I was the president of the itty bitty, you know what, committee, right? Yep. I was flat chested.
Oh, okay.
All right. So here we were all having a sunbathe, and I was
laying. You can blink.
All boobs are equal.
I was laying next to one of my team. Well, the top. I'm now semi-regretting telling this story. I was laying next to my teammate, and her name was Hound. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Now, Greg,
I've got nothing here. How many nipples did she
have? Stop it. What I will say about Greg, I'm just going to remind everyone, Greg, as far as human beings go, they do not come any better or any more appropriate than Greg Norman. He's basically the opposite of Flan.
All right.
All right?
Yeah. That's he's how, normal.
He is normal and a rock solid, amazing
back
human.
Back to Hound.
But anyway, back to Hound. Here we all were, sunbaking topless. I'm laying next to Hound, who had a good set on her. All right?
Oh, wow.
Why does everyone look at me?
We all did look at
me. You did? All so, your head swivel.
Oh, here I am, flat chested, laying next to Hound. Anyway, so Greg, he'd come home, but he didn't know we were all going to be out there. He saw us out by the pool.
Oh, God.
And he quickly, you know, turned around, basically did the screaming goat, ran away.
Right.
And he said to Kerry, he rang Kerry and he goes, oh, I didn't know all the girls were going to be here or whatever. And then he goes, oh, and by the way, I didn't know Hound had a boyfriend. It was me laying next to Hound.
Oh, no.
On Listener, this is the Flan, Ellie and Spider podcast.
Well, Supernova kicks off this weekend. It's on the Gold Coast at the Exhibition Centre. I cannot wait for it. It's a pop culture festival and you get to meet and literally rub shoulders with stars from all around the world, one of whom is Antonio Sabato Jr. Here is his work from Melrose Place.
Yeah.
Let's cut the crap. What are you doing here?
Well, the family's been trying to set up a cable system in LA for about a year and we finally got the license.
This isn't about business and you know it. You think you can worm your way into my life and we'll get back together? No way, Jack. Not a chance.
There you go again, getting all paranoid.
One of the biggest shows from the 90s.
Well, welcome to the show right now, Antonio Sabato Jr. Good morning, mate. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Australia. And I love being in this country, so I want to say hi to everybody out there and who's listening. Thank you for having me on.
Can I ask, for somebody who's never been a supernova, what can people expect? I wouldn't have a clue what I'd walk into.
It's just really fun. And there's a lot of fans coming from all over who have been, you know, we did the one in Melbourne. I can tell you there were fans from Sydney, from all over the country. There were actually also fans who flew from South Asia who wanted to meet me, who just been wanting to meet me for a long time. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for all the fans all over the world, especially the ones in Australia. So it's a great experience.
And what about from your perspective, Antonio? What's it like to be a superstar who gets taken around to supernovas all around the world?
I'm just very humbled that I'm just still asked to do these kinds of things. You know, like I said, I'm really devoted to the fan base that I have from day one. You know, I came to the United States from Italy, eager to work as an actor, and now I almost have 40 years in the business. And like I said, I have the greatest fans.
You have had a fantastic career. Yes, you were an Italian-American model, and in the 90s you were actually a Calvin Klein model. Do you have fans visiting you that remember your Calvin Klein underwear work? But were you shy or did you rock it hard?
No, I was not. I mean, it's what I do. I mean, to do a photo shoot with the greatest photographer of all time, you know, Herb Ritz, and do campaigns for Calvin Klein 3 consecutively more than anybody else. It was a very humbling experience. I mean, I used to work and live in New York and try to get a job a year before that or something like that. So I was very pleased and humble that I got to work with one of the greatest, you know, designers of all time. And so I was pleased to become friends with him and to do the campaigns and to have an endless amount of Calvin Kleins for the rest of my life.
And, Tony, I was looking at a clip before of you working with the actress who played Charlotte from Sex and the City, but she was an unknown back in those days on Melrose Place. Were there other actors that got their start on Melrose Place that became famous because of that work?
There's so, just so many. I think everyone who worked on that show, from, you know, even Jack Wagner and everybody else. And obviously, you know, we have, you know, I only work with really Heather Locklear, which was phenomenal. And, you know, the producer at the time, you know, Aaron Spelling, asked me to be working with her, and I was pleased to do so. And, you know, we lost one of the greatest producers that ever, you know, lived in TV world. And I was pleased to have the chance to work with him, you know.
Antonio Sabato Jr., it was absolutely refreshing to chat to you, mate. Thank you so much. If you want to go to Supernova and catch Antonio, Saturday, Sunday, tickets available from moshtix.com.au. It is at the Gold Coast Convention and Exhibition Centre. Antonio Sabato Jr., thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
On Listener, this is the Flan, Ellie and Spider podcast.
And on a Friday...
Here we go.
It's Flan, Joe,
Patterson. What a crazy week to try and put in a poem that rhymes. I'll give it my best shot. Here we go. There was movement round the station, for word had passed around that the lunar eclipse was a-happening. Since then, every kind of crazy thing has gone on in the world, so much so I'm calling it the crappening.
Oh.
Yeah. The mayor came on our show to talk Supernova's crazy ride. We asked Tom, what can you do to make Supernova great? He said...
I just got some underpants, wear it on the outside.
Bravo.
That may have been fake news. A media outlet in Mexico was forced to apologise. They showed footage of the eclipse, which was itself eclipsed when a man dangled his hairy beanbag before the world's boggled eyes.
Please.
Now, if you think it peculiar, he'd do that. If you think it's strangely queer. Tommy Lee doubled down, said, that's not an eclipse. He said, oh, yeah, hold my beer. Then Tommy Lee quickly deleted that photo. I'm telling you, man, it's the moon that's making us all funny. Pauline Hanson is selling her gin instead of making political gaffes. A man ran the length of Africa, I think, to get away from maths. Here's one group. I loved maths, but they hate one another, every single one of them. And Collins, I think, who went really early in the series, he had this to say, and I think it summed the whole thing up.
There is so much thoughts going in my head.
No, mate, there's not even one. Oh. Here we go. Molly the magpie will soon be set free, so dry away all of your tears. She's been locked up for a week. But that's about a decade in bird years. Molly the magpie was put in prison. Many social media pages filled. But now this jailbird, Molly, is free after 10 bird years of learning criminal skills.
Yeah.
Then a horse at Warwick Farm racetrack, right in front of the entire TV nation, escaped from his rope, went for a lope and wound up on the platform of Warwick Farm railway station. The horse behaved, stayed behind the yellow line, and in the end everyone trusted her. It didn't have a ticket and she pooped on the platform and still wasn't Sydney Rail's worst customer. Then Winx's foal sold for $10 million. A Queenslander, $50 million owed. Uber Eats now deliver on horseback and Supernova fans come in truckloads. The Titans tag on the Raiders.
Yes.
The Suns will defeat the Hawks.
They will.
And I'll take them for a ride. Tom Tate, any advice for both of our footy teams?
Underpants on the outside.
Yeah. And I'm Spence. Yes. Let's go.